Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Renee Reichenbach. She is the organizer for the Ultimate Warrior Competition happening this upcoming Saturday at Waco Community Schools. Wanted to ask you where this idea for the competition came about.
Well, we used to do something at Boom Night, which we host every year during homecoming, that was somewhat similar. It's along the same idea. I have a good friend who teaches at another area school who does something kind of similar, and we talked, and we're going with this. It's kind of a twist on a Miss America pageant.
Yeah, it does definitely sound like that. I believe as many as 9 high school students are going to be a part of this, and they come from different after-school activities. Wanted to give you a chance to talk about that.
Yeah, we have 9 students participating. They're each representing different activities. All money that we're raising this night is going to the Waco Activities Fund, which supports groups across all different areas. The students who are participating, we've got a Mr. Baseball, Softball, Mr. Volleyball, Mr. Football, Basketball, Track, Wrestling, Cheerleading, Student Senate. I'm sure I've left one or two off of there. I don't have a list in front of me.
You mentioned that it's kind of a twist on the Miss America pageant. What type of competitions are these young men going to be put through?
Well, they get judged 4 separate times in this, and we'll start off with an opening number where they get introduced, and then they'll be judged for their school spirit in a teamwear competition. They will be judged in a talent competition, which will be, I'm anticipating, a good mix of serious and very sincere talent and then some very humorous talent. The kids involved have started telling me what they're planning to do, and we've been laughing a lot already. We'll also be doing a physical fitness sort of portion. They're doing beachwear. I can ensure people this will remain a very family-friendly event, and they've been given strict guidelines there. I expect a lot of creativity and fun. And then the final thing that they're judged on is their style with evening wear and their poise, as they will answer a question that they've not been shared. That question won't be shared with them in advance, but they'll be answered an on-stage question.
Now, with the Miss America pageant, there's usually a panel of judges that are deciding who is the Miss America. In this, it sounds like the entire audience is going to get a chance to be the panel of judges.
Well, yes, we do have a panel of judges who are coming in. They all have a Waco connection, but they're not in the Waco community working with these students right now, so there will be no bias. They will be giving the actual points, but the audience participation and their cheers can make a difference in how the judges interpret things. There will also be a brief intermission in the evening where people can go and vote with their dollars for their favorite contestant, and whoever gets the most votes will end up winning the title of the People's Choice Award winner.
Now, Renee, obviously this sounds like a cool event from my standpoint, but wanted to give you a chance to maybe sway some people to come to this. It sounds like the money is going to go to a great cause, and it could be a fun night of events there at Waco.
Yeah. Well, if anybody has ever been to our Boom Night, our crowd is big on that night. The gym gets packed. The students are aiming to make this bigger than Boom Night. They want this to be a really fun event. I think it'll be very entertaining. We have a lot of students involved. We've got our 9 contestants, but they also have friends who are helping them get ready for this, who want their activities supported. The People's Choice Award winner is not just that student. It's also the activity that they represent. So we're hoping to get lots of fans and lots of support that way. It'll be about a 2-hour evening. We're going to start at 7, hope to conclude around 9. But a lot of fun. I think it'll build school pride. I think fans will enjoy themselves here.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Renee Reichenbach, the organizer of the Ultimate Warrior Competition. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Nate Goner with KCII News.